For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent. North Korea's leader has reaffirmed his commitment to complete denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula and to a planned meeting with President Trump. That according to the president of South Korea. The two held a surprise meeting yesterday. Last night, President Trump agreed the meeting could go on as scheduled.
A lot of people are working on it. It's moving along very nicely. So we're looking at June 12th in Singapore. That hasn't changed. So we'll see what happens.
Trump was on hand last night to celebrate the release of Utah's Joshua Holt, who had been held on what U.S. officials called trumped-up charges for the past 2 years without a trial. Holt on his release.
I'm just overwhelmed with gratitude for everything that you've done, for the support of my wife through those 2 years. There were very, very, very difficult 2 years.
A special homecoming ceremony was held at the White House. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Medicare rules are confusing. They should be. There are over 130,000 pages of regulations. There's Part A through D, Medicare Advantage, and Medigap. According to the CMS, there are government programs available that can help you pay for your medical expenses. Choosing the right Medicare plan is a really big deal. The wrong choice can cost you a lot of money, and the right choice can put more money in your pocket. Call one of our licensed representatives today. At 65 plus Medicare, our free service can show you a plan that will maximize your Medicare benefits, ensure you are taking advantage of all available government assistance programs, and save you money. Call now.
800-635-6303. 800-635-6303. 800-635-6303. That's 800-635-6303.
Not all benefits listed may be available on all plans or a single benefit package. Enrollment in the described plan type may be limited to certain times of the year unless you qualify for a special enrollment period. No obligation to enroll.
Florida, Alabama, and Mississippi have launched emergency preparations ahead of the arrival of subtropical storm Alberto, a slow-moving system expected to cause wet misery across the eastern U.S. Gulf Coast over the holiday weekend. It's not expected to make landfall until Monday or Monday night. Rupert Lacey is the emergency management director in Harrison County, Mississippi, where officials say Alberto is their worst nightmare.
The rainfall amounts could be double digits.
The National Weather Service says waves as high as 18 feet could pound the popular Gulf beaches in Baldwin County, Alabama, and northwestern Florida on Monday. Hawaii's Mount Kilauea continues on the warpath across the Big Island, devouring everything in its path. But that's not keeping this guy from his golf game at the nearby Volcano Golf and Country Club.
We're sharing the land with her, so we play. She takes care of us. I guess she doesn't ruin our golf game when we come up and play.
82 homes have now been destroyed by lava from the Kilauea volcano, and toxic sulfur dioxide threatens to accumulate over the area because of calming winds. This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Change and tradition seem mutually exclusive, but balancing those will lead to success for the U.S. military. Those words from Marine Corps General Joe Dunford to graduating cadets at the U.S. Military Academy at West Point.
And for the class of 2018, I believe the need to aggressively lead change is going to be particularly important to you. I say that because everyone here in the dais knows that the pace of change and the speed of war has greatly accelerated.
The cadets are being commissioned second lieutenants, and the general told them they'd be called on to lead the fight at missions around the world. The former commanding officer of the USS John McCain pleaded guilty to dereliction of duty for a crash in 2017 that killed 10 sailors. More on that from USA's Wendy King.
Under the plea deal, Navy Commander Alfredo Sanchez was issued a punitive letter of reprimand, ordered to pay $6,000 in wages, and agreed to submit a letter of resignation. The USS John McCain collided with an oil tanker, the Alnwick MC, on August 20th in 2017 after making a sudden turn in the Singapore Strait. The turn caused the Navy warship to head into the path of the tanker. The oil crew said when they saw the U.S. warship turning, they presumed the vessel could safely pass ahead. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Although the Catholic Church remains the dominant religion in Ireland, some are saying yesterday's vote to legalize abortion there shows a weakening of the Church's influence. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.